We're delighted to welcome to the program today from Henry Ford Allegiance Health, Dr. Andrew New, Henry Ford Allegiance Outpatient Behavioral Health Services. He works in that department. Welcome, doctor.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so my name's Andrew New. My last name's spelled N-E-W. It's actually my last name. Everyone always thinks it's an adjective. I'm from New Jersey originally. I spent 10 years in New Orleans, going to school, grad school, med school. I did training in Miami, and I moved to Michigan this past year following my partner as she attends law school at Michigan.
So how did you end up here in Jackson?
So just applying for jobs.
Uh-huh.
This was kind of close to Ann Arbor, and it was a chance to work with residents at an educational institution, and it was a population that it just seemed interesting to get to work with. It was different than something I had got a chance to before, and it just seemed like a nice area. When I came to visit, everyone was just nice, and so why not?
So no pun intended, but you're pretty new to the area.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we're talking about, mental preparation in returning to work. We've been talking about this really ad nauseum for a couple months now. What do people need to know, doctor?
I think they need to know that if they build it up too much in their mind, it might be worse than they make it out to be. Maybe it won't be as bad as they think. You know, there is just parts of us that went through a prolonged period of things being different. And so we've changed a little bit over this time. And so as we go into these spaces, it is going to feel a little bit different, a little bit odd, a little bit weird, because we're kind of different people. And I think it's something that so many of us are going to go through that it's going to be a fairly normalized experience.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully everyone gets a chance to talk through it, talk about what they're going through with other people, and it won't be as big of a concern a month or 2 months from now.
Yeah, what about kids? We're really hearing a lot about how this pandemic has affected kids and students, even the older students, probably more than we realize.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll have a really long-lasting impact. But the question is whether it'll be a real negative one or if it's going to be a positive one in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
Certain people that get to go through adversities learn certain life lessons. These people will have a much better ability to value and appreciate certain things that are just normal and ordinary that maybe they wouldn't have before, would never have if they didn't go through this experience. And so there are ways to kind of reframe the downsides of this and look at the positives and what have we gained from these experiences. And I think that's an important thing to try and reflect on with our children, that it's not just always bad things, that some of our struggles teach us things, and we need to be able to learn those lessons so that the strife and the stressors we go through provide us benefit in the long run.
What can people do if they're in that category where they are just simply uncomfortable being around people now?
I imagine it's going to take some time. Yeah. No, I think it can be a progressive thing. I think you need to slowly almost expose yourself to it a little bit more and more at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I think trying to go at it maybe with people that you're comfortable with at first is also a good idea. I think you know, if there's a friend that you're comfortable with and you want to go with them to the restaurant for the first time together, go somewhere small. Go somewhere that you guys liked going before. Know it's going to be a little bit awkward, but be willing to sit in that awkwardness for the chance of getting to go out more regularly and frequently and be able to function the way you'd like to function. I think it's about small steps and knowing what you ultimately want to do and be willing to kind of struggle a little bit through that initial phases.
We've had quite a few stories the last several months regarding sleep and how that is affected through this. And
yeah,
a lot of people have a hard time sleeping.
Yeah. I know myself, I came here from Miami, and I'm amazed just at the daylight changes, how late the sun stays up here. It definitely can impact, I mean, it's impacted my circadian rhythm. My own psychiatrist has me started using like one of those little box lights, basically, during the winter time to help keep my amount of light that I'm getting appropriate. I think it's important just to be able to check in on your own sleep, make sure that whatever's good for you, you're trying to get. If you're not getting it, there's a couple things that could be going on. The basics are, one, you're not doing enough activity during the day and your body's not tired enough. Two would be that your thoughts that you're going through your mind are just racing so much, and that you spent all your day kind of occupying your time with busy activities, and there's a whole bunch of thinking that your mind's got it on its hand that it wants to do, and you just filled up all the time during the day, so you didn't get a chance to go through those thoughts, and they're just popping up at night. And so sometimes during the day, we have to spend some time and just rest and just try and process our thoughts, go through what we're thinking, so that when we try to go to bed, that's not what our mind's trying to do. And the last thing is just set up a schedule for yourself. Really try to only let yourself sleep when it's the right time. Try not to take naps during the day if you don't have to. And avoid the screens at night.
I'm sure you've counseled with people that they love working at home, or they hate it.
Oh, yeah. It's a mixed bag. I know that the person that I think is going to hate the going back to work the most is my dog. He's been super spoiled with my partner being at home all the time. And he's just so sad now that we're not always there. And so I can't imagine what he's going through. And I feel bad. I can't explain it to him at all.
What should we do? Or can we talk to you? Can we make an appointment to?
People can always call to the Henry Ford Access Center to see if they can get an appointment. We have, I wish you caught me off guard. I don't even have the number with me. I can give it to you guys and you guys can give it out later.
Yeah, I can find it. Sure.
But basically, yeah, people can call and make an appointment. We have a center here that actually will help you figure out if your insurances will cover us, or there's actually a provider that's closer to wherever you are. And so they have a pretty good center of referral social workers here that do a wonderful job getting people connected with services. And even though it's been very busy, they've been doing a really good job trying to hire on a bunch of new psychiatrists and mid-level providers in efforts to try and meet the demand of the public. Yeah. And we have a full mix of in-person, telepsych, visits that can occur. And then we even have a vital sign clinics that people can drive by, so they not even have to come into the doctor's office to get their vital signs checked. So a whole bunch of different stuff. It's a wonderful hospital. It's been amazing getting to work here. And so, yeah, people should definitely check it out.
So has it been busier than normal?
Yeah, it comes in different waves. You know, I think that right as everything first started, it was super slow for mental health. Initially, everyone just buckled down and held on for it. And then there was different periods of breaking that people had with different phases of things. Certain periods of time, like maybe 6 months in, there was a lot of people going through relationship issues. Now there's a lot of people going through divorce, like different custody issues. You know, it's just the timeline of different things have created different, like, little tiny spikes and stuff. But for the most part, things have been getting better. And it's actually been wonderful. The past couple of weeks here, the numbers of COVID cases have been down greatly into like the single digits, and it's amazing. So as far as that goes, that's all getting better. Unfortunately for mental health, it looks like there's a lot of things that are going to be coming out of this. Interesting, like I started reading about back to like the Spanish flu, and there was a whole outbreak basically of mental health related issues. And there's a whole neuroinflammatory process that's a part of this COVID infection that's resulting in these kind of prolonged attention, almost brain fog-like symptoms people are experiencing. And there's no real demonstrated treatments for these yet, just because it's all so new and so developing. But we'll see what becomes of it.
Dr. Andrew New?
Yes.
We appreciate the visit and the insight, and welcome to Jackson. Hopefully you hang around a while.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
it's been a wonderful guy talking to you guys. Have a good day.
Take care.